Out in the hospital parking lot, Charlie found her Toyota the center of attention, particularly to the biggest black Labrador Charlie had ever seen. He had a cop attached to his leash. Another cop stopped her.
"That your car, ma'am?"
"Yes. What's happening?" But Charlie had a pretty good idea, and another thing had chunked into place.
"Mind telling me what you were doing in the hospital?"
"Visiting a friend in the cardiac unit. Margaret Mildred Stutzman. My name is Charlie Green." He checked this out with admissions on his cellular. Charlie didn't even blink when the bomb squad arrived. She'd seen that weird truck before.
"We had a bomb scare tonight, and they found nothing until the officer walked his dog past your car on the way to his car. That dog's decided there's bomb making somewhere under your car, or in the trunk."
It was after midnight when Charlie came home in a black and white to find Libby and Larry snacking in the kitchen. There'd been a bomb device attached to the underside of the Toyota. It wouldn't detonate, but the bomb squad would keep the car and return it after a thorough search. "Larry, don't let me forget to call Keegan tomorrow. Open and Shut is a winner. I'm exhausted. Maggie will live. We'll talk tomorrow, okay?" The wonderful thing about the title was that while the cop hero knew he had an open and shut case, the chief suspect, the chef, had to hand feed his wife, and he would say open and spoon in some devilishly wonderful food, and he would say shut, and she would close her mouth and chew while he took a bite. And then they would describe the taste, texture, seasoning, even the mood of the food in a truly sensuous way. It was brilliant. It even made Charlie horny, and it wasn't her time. She crawled into bed to find some wet green stuff on her pillow. Goddamn cat. She threw the pillow to the floor and grabbed the other. It wasn't until morning that she found other chewed green things around the room and could identify them as $100 bills